Dallas Morning News, Senator John Cornyn wants to play hardball as Texas seeks $11 billion for border costs. Tease border business, by Gromer Jeffers Jr., Dallas Morning News, U.S. Senator John Cornyn said Friday the Texas delegation to Congress should play political hardball to persuade federal lawmakers to reimburse Texas $11 billion spent on border security efforts. Cornyn said Texans should leverage their numbers by offering to support issues important to other states in exchange for backing the reimbursement. Texas has the largest GOP congressional delegation, and Cornyn said his fellow Republicans agree the federal government should defray border-related expenses. "We all agreed to lock arms and to say that this is the price to be paid for Texas's delegation votes on other important issues," Cornyn said in an interview for Sunday's edition of Lone Star Politics, produced by KXAS, NBC5, and the Dallas Morning News. Cornyn said he has talked to Governor Greg Abbott about the reimbursement. Abbott last month sent letters to congressional leaders asking for the reimbursement and is traveling to Washington next week to make his case on Capitol Hill. The governor also discussed the request in Wednesday's meeting with President Donald Trump in the Oval Office. Cornyn, the state's senior senator, said the issue also came up in this week's Texas GOP delegation lunch. "There are 25 Republicans and 13 Democrats in the House." He said there are examples of other delegations flexing their political muscle, including lawmakers from New York calling for an end to the $10,000 cap on deductions, often called SALT, that can be made on taxes paid to state and local governments. Trump is supportive of abolishing the cap. You see some other delegations, like the New York delegation, saying they want to lift the SALT cap, Cornyn said. "They're demonstrating their ability to influence the shaping of these pieces of legislation, so I think the Texas delegation, which is of course one of the largest in the country, should use our clout to give relief to Texas taxpayers who shouldn't have had to foot that bill in the first place." Texas Republicans had an antagonistic relationship with President Joe Biden over border security and the rise of illegal crossings during his administration. Abbott established Operation Lone Star 4 years ago, sending state troopers and National Guard soldiers to the border, busing migrants to Democratic-run cities and stringing razor wire and erecting other barriers along the Rio Grande. The border security effort has cost Texas taxpayers about $11 billion. Along with requesting reimbursement, Abbott offered Trump state-controlled land for building more border wall sections, military bases to house federal authorities and thousands of prison cells for use as detention facilities. Last month, Abbott also ordered state troopers to assist federal efforts to arrest undocumented migrants. He also ordered 400 soldiers to the Rio Grande Valley. Cornyn said he didn't mind Texas law enforcement officials helping with Trump's plan for mass deportations but stressed the job belongs to the federal government. "There's nothing wrong with the support and cooperation, but again, this is primarily federal responsibility," Cornyn said. "I don't see assisting the federal authorities and enforcing the law as a problem at all." Lone Star Politics airs 8:30 a.m. Sunday on NBC5. Follow the link below for the Dallas Morning News story. https://www.dallasnews.com/news/politics/2025/02/07/send-john-cornyn-wants-to-play-hardball-as-texas-seeks-$11 billion-for-border-costs.